وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, this is the lesson we taken from the kitab بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى, كتاب النكاح, the book of marriage, chapter 1, باب الكفاءة, باب الكفاءة والخيار, equality and in marriage and right of choice, باب الكفاءة والخيار, equality in marriage and right of choice. The Sheikh Rahimahullah talk about under this chapter, he mentioned the hadith related to the equality in marriage, who are equal to one another when it comes to the marriage and they are in the same level, and also the right of choice in marriage. First hadith 855 عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العرب بعضهم أكفاء بعض والموالي بعضهم أكفاء بعض إلا حائكا أو حجاما, رواه الحاكم وفي إسناد راو لم يسم, واستنكره أبو حاتم وله شاهد عند البزار عن معاذ بن جبل بسند منقطع. ناري ابن عمر, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Arabs are equal to one another and the Mawali are equal to one another, except a weaver or a copper, except a weaver or a copper, reported by Al-Hakim, but there is nameless narrator in this chain of narrators. But there is a nameless narrator in this chain of narrators. Abu Hatim agreed it to be munkar, rejected. It has a supporting narration reported by Al-Bazar from Mu'ad ibn Jabal with a munqati, broken chain. With a broken chain. This hadith, as you see, the narration is a weak, it's not authentic. Because of there is rawin, the Sheikh said, Ibn Hajar, وفي إسنادي rawin لم يسم. وفي إسنادي, but there is a nameless narrator in this chain of narrators. One of the conditions is the hadith to be authentic is al-ittisalu fi sanad, that the chain of narrators are connected. It is every narrator the other one. Now to be mentioned, the narrators to be known. ارتفاع الجهالة. Here the Sheikh said, فيه راو لم يسم. There is a narrator who is not named, he was not mentioned. Who is not mentioned. And in order when his narration be accepted, he has to be known with adala and dhabt. He has to be known with just and memorization. So someone who is not known, he was not named, is not known anything about him. He may be a liar, wadda, he may be weak, very weak, he may be weak, and he may be even reliable. But lack of knowledge about him, not being named, is a weakness itself. واستنكره أبو حاتم, and also Abu Hatim, al-Razi, rejected this narration. The Sheikh said, وله شاهد عند البزار عن معاذ بن جبل. And it has a supporting narration, meaning it's giving the same meaning, reported by Al-Bazzar from Mu'adh ibn Jabal bi sanadin munqati' with a broken chain. With a broken chain. Means also there is narrator or more missing. So in this narration is weak. Next hadith 856 وعن فاطمة بنت قيس رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنكحي أسامة. Before that, in order hadith to be accepted, in order the hadith to be accepted, to be reliable, there are conditions of five. There are conditions of five. Who mentioned one of it? In order the ulama of hadith, the people of hadith, to accept the narration, they have a condition. They don't accept it. Anything being revered to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said so, and they take it that way. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did this, and they accept it. Hadithin, they don't do that. They have a condition. Yes, at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the people were truthful people, divisions and desires and doubts didn't start in the ummah. Yes, they used to accept whatever is narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If someone says the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so, they used to accept. And if someone says, so and so narrate to me, from so and so, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, like now they say, hadithun sharif is a good hadith, noble hadith. They mention hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so and so. Then they say, hadithun sharif, noble hadith, noble narration. Yes, there was time this used to be accepted because people used to fear Allah, used to tell the truth. But after time they rejected. The ulama don't accept the hadith unless the narrators are mentioned. Because there were people who started supporting their deviation, their desire with a hadith. They like something, they make up a hadith from their own in order what they say to be accepted. They simply say Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so and so. Just like I was hearing not that long, Sufi guy saying Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only that, he said astaghfirullah, he said Allah celebrate, he says, for the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Angel Jibreel celebrate, Prophet celebrate, Sahaba celebrate. Wal-iyadu billah. So, as Ibn Sirin said, كانوا لا يسألون عن الإسناد فلما وقعت الفتنة قالوا سموا لنا رجالكم فيؤخذ من أهل السنة ويرد على أهل البدع. They were not used to ask about the chain of narrators until the fitna took place. The fitna took place. Divisions, differences, groups, innovations happen. Then they say, tell us, Rijalakum, your narrators, who you narrate this from? And then, فَيُؤْخَذُ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَيُرَدُّ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ. Someone upon sunnah who fears Allah, has knowledge, follow his knowledge, they accept it from him. Someone from any various, they don't accept it from it. So the ulama, from there on, they have conditions to accept the narration. Who remind us one of it? Al-adala. The person, the narrator has to be just. He doesn't commit a major sin. He's not known stealing, he's not known lying, he's not known gossip, he's not known instigation, he's not known Jealousy is not no this somebody, adala, just person. Not only even adala, he has to avoid khawarim al-muru'ah. He has to avoid what is not suitable for the people of knowledge. Even though it's not a sin, he should avoid what's not suitable for the people of knowledge. Okay, another condition. Adopt memorization. He has to be someone who memorizes what he's narrating here. He's known to be someone of knowledge. Memorization either by his heart or by his book. Or by both. There's a way they know, they can know it. Somebody is someone who memorizes, and someone is somebody who is weak in memorization. They have a way to know it. They have a way to know it. Long is a big ocean of knowledge, but they have a way to know it. If this narrator, he memorizes, he has a knowledge. He memorizes what he is narrating, or he doesn't memorize it. If he memorizes it, is he very strong? Or he's not very strong, but he is strong. They know it. If he's not strong, is he weak? Or he's very weak? They know it. There's a way to know it. Okay. So he has to memorize what he's not. He has to be just. What else? Na'am. Ittisal al-sanad. The one he's narrating from, his sheikh, they have to have connection. They have to have connection. Someone narrating from someone he never met. Someone narrated from somebody between him and him years. When this one, this sheikh, he passed away. And when this one, he born, there's 50 years, 10 years. Is that possible that he narrates from him? Yes? La. Yarhamukallah. So the muhadith, they know when they see such and such narrated from this one. Okay? And they find between, it's just an example. This one, when he passed away, he died. And this one, when he born, there was years between it. And he is still saying, so and so narrate. They say, who is between? You didn't hear from him. So how you come to know that? There has to be narrator between you. Who is that narrator? We have to figure out. Otherwise, so and so said it. Like now someone saying, like the one I mentioned now. He says, wal-iyadu billah. Allah celebrate for the birthday of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Angel Jibreel celebrate. Prophet celebrate. Sahaba celebrate. Will it be accepted that way? No. You don't receive revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. How you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did so and didn't do it? What's your connection between you and Angel Jibreel? How you know that? You receive a revelation. How you know what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it? And you never leave at this time. How you know what the companion said it? There has to be connection. There has to be narrators connecting. If this exists, there has to be somebody relate to you. Not only you, someone relate to him, someone relate to him all the way. Who are those? Where are those? Nothing. It's just a so-and-so said. Muhaddithin, they don't accept it. There has to be ittisal al-sanad, connection between the narrators. Third condition, fourth, so far how much you mentioned? You mentioned three. The fourth one? Yes. Yes, this narration, yes, this sheikh, He's just. He memorizes, and he narrated from his sheikh. No question on that. This is his sheikh. It's known. It's proved. Okay, like we say here, Al Imam Shafi'i, he is narrating from his Imam, Imam Malik. So Imam Shafi'i is reliable. He's just, he memorizes, and he narrates from his sheikh, Imam Malik. No question. Still, the narration may be weak. It's just an example. Why? Because of shudud. Because Imam Shafi is just an example. It's not something happened. Imam Shafi, he narrated from his Imam Malik, his Shaykh Imam Malik, narration contradicting what all the students of Imam Malik narrated from Imam Malik. Is that clear? Like, for instance, I mentioned something now. All of you reliable, for instance, it's just an example. And you mentioned that I said so and so. Such sheikh passed away at that age, for instance. Imam Malik passed away, I say 179, for instance. That's when he passed away, rahimahullah, Imam Malik. Imam Shafi, 204. All of you mentioned that I said Imam Malik, he passed away 179. Except one of you is very reliable. He say Imam Malik, I said Imam Malik passed away 189. Each one of you is reliable, trustworthy, and there's connection between you. Now the ulama, they say, هذا الشاذ مخالفة الثقة لمن هو أولى منه. Yes, you're reliable. And you memorize, but you're a human being. You mistake now. Instead of saying 179, you said 189. How we know that? Because you differ all the others. You differ all of them. And there's no way to mention both. It's contradicting. Like the hadith we passed away last week, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he married, or last, one of the last lessons, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he married Maimuna while he was Muhrim, he was performing Hajj. Ibn Abbas narrated that, radiallahu anhu. And she said, Prophet ﷺ, he married her while he was not Muhrim. It's contradiction. So, this is called shadh. So there shouldn't be shudud. It's illa, it's a deficiency. If a narrator differ all the other narrators. And if that's when the narrator is reliable, it's called shadh. He go the other side. But if he's not reliable, then they call munkar. This word here was tankara Abu Hatim. Abu Hatim, he said, this is munkar. This hadith is munkar. Means there is a weak narrator who differ reliable narrators. So now it's more worst. You are already weak, and at the same time you are confronting the reliable ones. So this should be the fifth condition, which is the last. Na'am, illatun qadiha. There shouldn't be a deficiency which affects. Affects the narration. على كل حال, the point is, محدثون, they don't accept the narration simply because somebody mentioned it, simply because a great scholar mentioned it. It's not enough. There has to be those conditions. So here, he said there is a narrator, رَوَى لَمْ يُسَمَّ nameless. He was not named. This chain of narration, there is a narrator who was not mentioned. Will they accept that? Why not? Why they don't accept it? If he was not named, he was not mentioned. Yes. Where is the problem from the four? Yeah? Yeah? Yes. Number one. His adala, his justice is not known. His memorization is not known. Okay? The connection is not known. There may be, all this is not known, so they don't accept it. Likewise, if there is karaf, sometimes there is connection, but the narrator was not mentioned. But the narrator was not mentioned. It's deficient. And sometimes there's no connection at all. It's cut off. These two, one passed away before this one born. Okay. وعن فاطمة بنت قيس رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنكحي أسامة رواه مسلم. ناري فاطمة رضي الله عنها daughter of قيس. She said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told her marry أسامة reported by Muslim. Marry أسامة. أسامة بن زيد حب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. His father زيد بن حارثة used to be a slave. And subhanAllah, Osama and his father were not used to look like in a skin wise. One is very light skin or white, whatever you say, and the other one was dark skin. So people used to talk about, subhanAllah, sometimes people talk, why, how can he be his father? Can his father? They don't have anything to do with these things. And that used to bother the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until one day, a man who is know, who has knowledge, how people are similar, how people relate to, he just look at you, he tells you, your father is that one. Both of them, Osama and his father, Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, were sleeping. And the hair was being covered. But their feet was exposed, showing. And this man came, he said, this feet come from this feet. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very happy with that. This feet comes from this. There are people who are known. So, al-muhim, Osama radiallahu anhu, Fatima bint Qais come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She mentioned there was, she has option to marry one of three companion: Abu Jahm, Muawiyah, and Usama. She consulted with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Jahm, he beat the women, he beats the women, or he travels a lot. Either way, and Muawiyah, he doesn't have anything. Marry Osama. Marry Osama. So she married Osama radiallahu anhu. And Osama was again the father of, the son of his father, who used to be from Mawali. He used to be from the Mawali, from those who were free. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا بني بياضة أنكحوا أبا هند وانكحوا إليه وكان حجاما رواه أبو داود والحاكم بسند جيد. ناري أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said oh son of بياضة tribe from the Arabs, married to Abu Hind, someone of your women, and marry from his women, means his daughters. Even though he was a copper, Rawahu Abu Dawud and Al-Hakim reported it with a Hassan, good chain of narrators, with Hassan, means good chain of narrators. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised, he instructed those people, Banu Bayada, to marry Abu Hind. Abu Hind, his name was Yasar or Salim bin Abi Salim or Abdullah ibn Hind, and he used to cap the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a slave of Banu Bayada ibn Abbas Abu Huraira, Jabir, and Khalid narrated a hadith from him. So Abu Hind, he used to make the capping. And this is not from the good jobs, somebody making capping. You know, the jobs the people do is not the same. There are high class jobs, yani professionals, yani what do you call? And there are low. And there are, even today, there are a type of job if you make, they pay you a lot of hours. How many dollars an hour? A lot of money. And there are jobs, if you do it, they pay you very less. Very less. Al-Muhim, even that may not be a good example, because here there's a limit. You have to pay the employee such amount of money, no less than that. But still there are other. So he was, this he used to do. Plus, he was also a slave, he was freed. He was a slave of Banu Bayada. But still the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell the masters of Abu Hindin to marry him and to marry from. The Shaykh said the hadith is jayid, is good. So if this hadith is authentic, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling those people to marry their daughters to this, to Abu Hindin, and to marry from his daughters, then this is against the previous narration which was saying that they don't marry that the copper and the weaver is not equal to the mawali, to those who are freed. But this hadith shows the opposite. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت خيرت بريرة على زوجها حين عتقت. متفق عليه في حديث طويل. 585 narrated عائشة رضي الله عنها, بريرة was given her choice regarding her husband, means to remain with him or separate when she was free. Agree upon. It is a part of a long hadith. Yes. ولمسلم عنها أن زوجها كان عبدا وفي رواية عنها كان حرا والأول أثبت وصح عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما عند البخاري أنه كان عبدا. Muslim has from Aisha رضي الله عنها, her husband means بريرة was a slave. Another narration from her has he was a free man. The first narration is more well established. It has been authentically reported from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه by Al-Bukhari that he was a slave. In this hadith, the mother of the believer رضي الله عنها, she mentioned that Barira, she was a slave and she was free. When she became free, she was given the choice to either remain with her husband who was a slave or to leave him alone. They were two slaves, one of them were free. The one who was free, now she has the choice to either remain married to her husband who is a slave or to say no, she doesn't remain with him because she has high status now. She's free and he's a slave. So this, yes, were considered that there is no equality. This has a proof. And he used to love her so much. When she decided not to be with him, he used to cry, shed tears. He was so attached to her. Even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked to her if she can remain. She said, oh, this is a command. He said, no, we just then just in the Shafi, he make an intercession for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but she rejected. Then he left her, alayhi wa sallam, alone. وعن الضحاك ابن فيروز, by the way, when when Barira had agreement with these masters to pay them installment to free herself, and she mentioned this to Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, that she is going to help her to pay off so she be free. Her masters, they say no, unless we have your mother, unless we have your we have your wilaya, we have yani when someone is free, somebody frees someone, and that one who is free become free, he pass away, the one who is free become from those who inherit. He become from those who inherit. Like someone was a slave, another one free him. And then he become wealthy, big businessman, he pass away. And he doesn't have close relative, he doesn't have his son, his father, his brother, his uncle, close ones. No relative. Now the one who free him, inherit him. So they say with a condition, yes, we allow that Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radha anha, she pay off instead of you, she pay off the debt, whatever we agree with you, but with a condition, it's us who will inherit you. Do they have right for that? No. They mention, she mentioned this is not allowed. They say this is our condition. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to know that, he tell Aisha, accept that. Accept that. Okay, he accepted. Then he gave a lecture, alayhi salam. He said, what's wrong with people who saying we have this? Any condition which is against the book of Allah is mada useless, even if it is 100 conditions. Kullu shartin laysa fi kitab, it's not in the book of Allah, I mean it contradicts to the book of Allah, فهو باطل وإن كان مئة شرط. So why alayhi salatu wasalam tell them, tell Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radha anha, Barira, to accept that, and still they will not get it? Because they know it. They know the ruling. Still they're rejecting it. So they are punished for that. They are punished for that. They know it. Al-Muhim, hadith, next hadith, وعن الضحاك بن فيروز الديلمي رضي الله عنه عن أبيه الديلمي عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله إني أسلمت وتحت أختاني فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طلق أيتهما شئت طلق أيتهما شئت رواه أحمد والأربعة إلا النسائي وصححه ابن حبان والطارق والدارقطني والبيهقي وعله البخاري نار الضحاك بن فيروز الديلمي from his father on the authority of his father رضي الله عنه I said oh Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم I have accepted Islam and I am married to two sisters Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم then said divorce with whichever of them you wish divorce whichever of them you wish reported by Ahmed and الأربعة accept النسائي روى أحمد والأربعة reported by أحمد أن الأربعة accept النسائي الدارقطني أن البيهقي قريل صحيح authentic but البخاري consider it defective so now you have this narration two scholars said it's authentic actually three Ibn Hibban دارقطني البيهقي Now you have one scholar, Imam Bukhari, he said it's weak, it's defective. There's a problem. Now, what to do? Sometimes the muhaddithin, they differ. The muhaddithin, they differ. The narrations, the ruling of the hadith. Some of them say it's weak, some of them say it's accepted. So there is a way to know that. There is a way to know that. There are principles. The ulama, they agree upon. They go back to it. So Imam Bukhari is saying it's a weak. That deficiency is found. Yes. If that deficiency is not found, all the conditions, the five conditions which has been mentioned, is there, then the rule is to accept. Even though Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, he considered it to be defective. Because a proof is needed, for instance. Even though there are ulama who are called ulama ul-ilal, they know the defective is more than anybody else from the people of knowledge. So if they say this is a defective, it's accepted. Some of them, they cannot even point out the problem, but it is there. They give that just like the example, those who sell the goal and make the goal, they touch the goal and they can tell you if it is pure or is not good, just by touching it, just by feeling it. If you ask them how you know, they cannot tell you. They only know by touching it. You are not them. Likewise, they say this hadith indahu illa. Illa is different than a weakness. Weakness is can be known. Illa is not. It's hidden. Yes. So Al-Muhim. So this Sahabi, this narration, he says he became Muslim and he was married to two sisters. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to divorce one of them. Because in Islam it's not allowed to marry two sisters at the same time. It's not allowed. Nor to marry at the same time a woman and her aunt. A woman and her aunt, whether it's mother's side or father's side, you're not allowed to marry at the same time. But if you divorce one of them, you can marry the other one, or she passed away, or something like that. Next hadith, عن سالم عن أبيه أن غيلان ابن سلمة. Therefore, a Manis, the sister of Manis' wife, she is not a mahram. He is not a mahram for her. He cannot travel with his wife, his sister, alone. Because she is not, he is not her mahram. Even though he cannot marry her. Because he is married to her sister. But still she has to take hijab from him. He cannot be alone with her and the like. Mahramiyya muaqqata. وعن سالم عن أبيه أن غيلام ابن سلمة أسلم وله عشر نسوة فأسلمنا معه فأمره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يتخير منهن أربعا رواه أحمد والترمذي وصححه ابن حبان والحاكم وأعله البخاري وأبو زرعة وأبو حاتم. ناري سالم in the authority of his father غيلان ابن سلمة accepted Islam and he had 10 wives. He had 10 wives who accepted Islam alone with him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to choose 4 of them. Reported by Ahmad and At-Tirmidhi. Ibn Hibban and Hakim grade it sahih, meaning it's authentic. But Al-Imam Bukhari, Abu Zur'a and Abu Hatim consider it defective. This narration says that this Sahabi became Muslim while he was married 10 women. And they also become Muslim. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to choose 4 of those and to divorce the rest. How much are the rest? 6. This narration, you have 2 scholars, they say is sahih. At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban. La la, Ibn Hibban and Al-Hakim. Ibn Hibban Al-Hakim. And you have three scholars who consider to be defective. Imam Bukhari, Abu Zur'a, Abu Hatim. The Muhaddithun, they are three group. The Muhaddithun, they are three group. One group are called ماذا متساهلون. They easy. They are passive. They easy. They authenticate the narration in easy conditions. Some of them are called متشددون. What is متشددون? Yes? متشدد. Strict or harsh or strict. The narrator mistake one or two, he's gone. After that, they don't take anything from him. And some muhaddithun are mu'tadilun. They are in the middle course. They don't easily passive to the narrator, oh, he's doing good, his narration is okay. Nor do they defame him and disregard him simply because human mistake. For instance, they are in the middle, like Imam Bukhari. So, especially Imam Bukhari, even his statement he chooses, he doesn't use strong word, even though that's what he mean. This is who Imam Bukhari was. Narrator who is a liar, he may not say he's a liar. But he used a statement showing he's a liar. Soft statement. Those who don't know, they don't know. But the people of Hadith, they know it. Imam Bukhari, he said this statement, this narrator, he's gone. Yes, but he is using his statements. And some of them, they use very strong statement. Dajjal, wadda, min ad-dajjajila. He's from the group of, they say, Dajjal. The one who will come last day. Very strong. And all, alhamdulillah, their ruling is not rejected because he is this, because of that. The ruling is accepted by going those principles. But some of them, if they say defective, you hardly succeed. They say it's authentic, you hardly be defective. It's known. If this says this narration is authentic, like Abu Hatim, Yahya ibn Ma'in, and the like, most likely the narration is strong. Because they don't give chance to the person. Yes, others they say they're defective, they say it's weak. This is weak. Because they are those who are easy. So somebody who is very easy, he catch you. Subhanallah. Naam. Even after today, the muhaddithun, there are some ulama al-hadith, if they talk about the sheikh, he say this is weak. Yani, the ulama, they accept it. Because they know him, he's not, he doesn't, yani, defend in that easy. And others, very strong. So you may find they defame many people. Many, many. One after another. So, ala kulli hal. But what's considered always is the principles. It's a principles. Wa alayna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. So in Islam, it's not allowed to marry 10, more than 4 wives at the same time. Except for Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So no Muslim can marry at the same time 4 wives. Yes, you can marry 4. The first one, 5th one, the first another one, 6th one, you can. As long you are just and you are giving them their rights. You just between them. And you giving them their rights. up to 4, no more than that. Some sisters, when they hear this, they may have headache. Yes. That's Allah legislated that for a wisdom. Marry more than one wife at the same time, all the way to 4, is narration from the deen of Allah, is wahi. And Allah is al-Hakim, the all-wise. Yes, a believer must accept that. Yes, so and so being inconvenient, that's another thing. But you have to accept it. Fajr, waking up for Fajr, may be inconvenient to you. You really like to continue sleeping, you are enjoying, but you have to accept it. This is the rule of Allah. Because it's inconvenient to you, you don't reject the rule of Allah. Rejected the rule of Allah is kufr, it's disbelief. You have to accept the rule of Allah is haq. So, yani, ta'addud min shar'i Allah Azza wa Jal al-Hakim. And I have a lot of wisdoms and a lot of benefits. Muslim man marrying more than one wife. When he's able and he's just, this is the condition. He's able financially, he's able to stand for that responsibility. He's able. Someone who cannot even provide the first one. He want another one. Yes. A brother told me he want to marry a second wife. I said, "Akhi, you cannot even take care of the first one. I know you. You're struggling with it." He said, "Now I get a job. I have 2 jobs now. It's 2 jobs you have today, doesn't mean you have tomorrow. How long can you continue 2 jobs? Each one 8 hours. Yes, time go by, you may not even able the first one. You give up. A human being has a limit. Has a limit. But sometimes, that person may be married one, it's necessary to do 2 jobs. But Allah make it easy.
وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال رد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ابنته زينب على أبي العاص بن الربيع بعد 6 سنين بالنكاح الأول ولم يحدث نكاحا رواه أحمد والأربعة النساء وصححه أحمد والحاكم ناري ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم returned his daughter زينب رضي الله عنها to her husband أبو العباس بن to her husband أبي العاص أبي العاص بن الربيع after 6 years. Based upon the first marriage after 6 years, means of separation. And he didn't perform a new marriage, reported by Ahmed and Al-Arba'a except Al-Nasa'i. Ahmed and Al-Hakim agreed it sahih. If the woman accepts Islam and her husband remains infidel, he remains infidel, disbeliever, according to the most of the scholars, their marriage is cancelled. And after the completion of iddah period, during which a widow or a divorcer may not remarry, after the completion of iddah, she will be deemed free. Free from the bond of marriage. The history of Zainab radiallahu anha has many explanations, and actually marriage is not cancelled in such a case, but marrying afresh is better. Marrying afresh is better. So if a man, a non-Muslim family, one of them become Muslim, the other one didn't become Muslim, this hadith shows as long as she doesn't marry the Muslimah, if the man becomes Muslim after 6 years, the marriage can still continue based on opinion of some of the people of knowledge showing this hadith. But they say it's better to renew the marriage. And some of them, they say, no, if the idda finish, is gone. If the idda period is finished. وعن عمرو شعيب عن أبيه عن جدي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رد ابنته زينب على أبي العاص بنكاح جديد. قال الترمذي حديث من عباس أجود إسنادا والعمل على حديث عمرو بن شعيب. ناري عمرو بن عمرو شعيب on his father's authority from his grandfather the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم returned his daughter زينب to her husband أبو العاص by a new marriage. At-Tirmidhi said the hadith of Ibn Abbas is better than Amr's hadith in consideration of the change of narrators. However, that which is being observed in practice is Amr ibn Shu'aib's hadith. Here you have two hadith. Hadith Ibn Abbas says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned without new marriage, his daughter Zainab, to her husband, Abu al-As, after he become Muslim. And you have another hadith, hadith Amr ibn As. Hadith Amr ibn As, Amr ibn Shu'aib an Abihi an Jiddi, yani Amr ibn As. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam renewed the marriage. Renewed the marriage. He didn't return him to her right away, but with a new marriage. So you have two contradiction hadith. At-Tirmidhi, he says, when it comes to the chain-wise, hadith Ibn Abbas is stronger. Hadith Ibn Abbas, with the Prophet ﷺ, he returned Zainab to Abu al-As without new marriage. In chain-wise, that's stronger. وَالْعَمَلُ عَلَى حَدِيثِ عَمْرٍ بِنْ شُعَيْبٍ. But when it comes to the action of the Muslims, is they act upon the hadith of Amr ibn Shu'aib. Now, which one is strong? You have one narration showing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he returned his daughter Zainab to her husband without new marriage after 6 years. That's what the narration shows. But the people of the ulama, the people of knowledge, the Muslims, when it comes to their practice, they renew the marriage. Which one you go by? The second one. The second one. Al-amal al-muslimin. That what the Muslims are doing, the people of knowledge are doing, Muslims are practicing, is the one you go by it. And Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, from his miza, from his very special thing he has, Imam Tirmidhi, in his book, he mentioned عمل المسلمين والعمل على هذا وأكثر أهل العلم على هذا. Most of the people of knowledge, they are upon this. When he mentioned the narration, many times he doesn't leave it just the narration. He also mentioned what is the practice of the Muslims. Was the practice of the Muslims. Yes, and this is one of the things the Salafiyun, Ahlul Sunnah, today they use it when they say this very important issue. When they say those who judge by the Qawaneen al-Wad'iyya. What's the Qawaneen al-Wad'iyya in English? No? Man-made laws. There are some Muslim countries, there are man-made laws. You go to the court, you don't find Quran and Sunnah. He has another book, code number 9566. If you steal, you pay $200. Code number 9, which come from Paris 50 years ago, or from Atlanta by a man called Smith. You may find this rule in a Muslim countries, or someone from the Muslims is the one who will make that code. But this code sometimes contradicts to what Allah said. So that's the way they go by. And Allah commands to judge by His rule, subhanahu. He He forbade to judge by other than his rule. Some people come, they say, this hakim, this judge, this leader who ruled this country, this judge who making this judgment, he's a kafir. Because of judging by the man-made laws, he's a kafir, he's a disbeliever. Ahl Sunnah, they refuse those who make takfir on this issue. Because the ruler, Muslim ruler or Muslim judge, he judged by other than what Allah revealed. Simply because of that, he's a kafir saying that, they refute. From the ways they refute is, they say this used to exist at the time of the great scholars. And they were not used to make takfir on the leaders, on the judges. Like at the time of Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, and great scholars, there were man-made laws. Al-Mamalik government. Even the Uthman, the Ottoman Empire, Khilaf al-Uthmaniyah, they have two laws. Siyasa Shar'iyya, Al-Shar'iyya, and Al-Siyasa. Person can go whatever system you want. Al-Shar'iyya is you go by the Islamic jurisdiction. Al-Siyasa policy, you go to the man-made laws. In these governments, it's known. So you choose which court you want to go to. And the people of Nali used to live there. And they never make takfir on those leaders. Some Muslims, they think that the man-made laws is new. They think after the Uthman Empire, Khalifa Uthmaniyya ended, is something new. It's not new. Hundreds of years. Man-made laws. It didn't start from France. It used to exist with the Muslims. Yeah, they used to do that. So Al-Muhim, so some of the point is, those Ahlul Sunnah, when they refute these groups, from the ways they refute them, is that this used to happen, and the people of knowledge, Ibn Kathir, Al-Imam Suyuti, Al-Imam Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, and such, they didn't make takfir on those governments. Rather, they used to consider the Muslims. So, that means, who are you? Are you comparable to those ulama? والعمل على هذا. So Imam Tirmidhi, he said here, والعمل على حديث عمل من الشرك. However, that which is being observed in practice is عمر بن عاص, عمر بن شعيب's حديث. Of course, not considering the Muslim ruler who judge by other than what Allah revealed, or the judge, if he believes the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the haq, is the truth. But he does this by desire or for other reasons. Ahlul Sunnah, they don't make takfir. They say it's the same thing a Muslim drinking alcohol, believing it's haram. He's not allowed to drink alcohol. It's the same. No difference. This is a major sin and this is a major sin. And the Khawarij, they say, no, this is kufr. This is a disbelief. Because they say, Allah said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The one who doesn't judge what Allah revealed, such are kufar. They say, this is the ayah. The ulama, they answer, this ayah, Ahlul Sunnah, they agree upon the kufr mentioned in this ayah. Is a minor kufr, not the major kufr. And it is the Khawarij who use it to be a major kufr when it comes to the Muslims. When it comes to the Muslims, because these verses was revealed to the Jewish who didn't believe the rule of Allah. They come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say they have dispute the Jewish. They say, go to Muhammad, they mean the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, if you judge the way you like, accept it from him. If you judge the way you don't like, reject it. So they didn't believe the rule of the messengers. Allah revealed those ayahs on them. So anyone who accepted the rule of Allah, when go with him, he accept. When it's not what he desire, he rejects it, he disbelieve it. This is the one the ayah applies to. But someone who either way accept the rule of Allah, he accept. Aqidah in creed wise, this is the rule of Allah, I should accept it. May Allah forgive me. Let alone if he's ignorant, he even doesn't know it, he's disobeying Allah. That's another issue. He even doesn't know it, he's disobeying Allah. Somebody who is known, but he's doing out of desire. So, this one, they say, the ulama, Ahlul Sunnah, the ayah doesn't apply to him. The ayah is not about that person. With regard to a Muslim, if he judged by Allah, then what Allah revealed, while he believed the rule of Allah is the truth, whatever contradicts is falsehood, and but still he go ahead, he judged by Allah, what Allah revealed, he commit a major sin. He commit a major sin. It's a kufrun, dun a kufrun, as Ibn Abbas said. It's not the major kufr. And the ulama, they mention, it is the Khawarij who used that ayah for the Muslim ruler who is unjust. Is the Khawarij who use that. And there are adillah showing that, you know, the Ahlul Sunnah, they don't take one text and ignore the rest. There are other texts showing that a Muslim who judge by other than what Allah revealed, if he believe the rule of Allah, that he's not out of Islam. From that, the hadith, the ulama, many of them is authenticated. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He said, "Latunqadanna urwa al-Islam urwatan urwa. Kullama intaqadat urwatun tashabbatha an-nasu billati taliha. Awwaluha naqdan al-hukmu wa akhiruha as-salatu." Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he mentioned that the handholds of Islam will be undo one after another. Handholds of Islam. Handhold, something you hold. Did you ever go to well and they send you a rope to come out from the well and you hold handholds? This is Islam has handholds, somewhere to stick, to hold to it. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Islam has handholds. Whenever one handhold is undo, is open, yani, the Muslims, they start going to the next one. تَشَبَّثَ النَّاسُ بِالَّتِي تَلِيهَا. They lost this one, they go to the other. They lost this one, they go to the other. The first one, the Muslims will undo, will leave it. From the handhold of Islam, Prophet ﷺ said, it's a ruling, it's al-hukm, the judgment. And the last one they leave is salah, it's prayer. So the first, the Muslims lose from their deen, from the handhold, it's ur al-Islam, is al-hukm, judging by the rule of Allah. And the last is as-salah. So even though they left the rule, still they are Muslims. That's why they have some of the handhold of Islam. All the way until they have the salah. So the salah is the last one. Based on that hadith. And the first thing they're going to leave is the ruling. So, this hadith is a text. If a Muslim believe the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but out of desire, it doesn't take him away from Islam. The ulama, they say, because why? The iman consists of two parts, inward and outward, belief and action. Okay, for instance, to be clear, drinking alcohol, iman consists of two parts. Person has to believe drinking alcohol is haram. Second part has to apply that into action. So, the one who believe it, drinking alcohol is haram, but doesn't apply into action by drinking it, he apply one of the branches of the iman, rather the main one, which is the aqidah, the belief. He is not like someone who doesn't believe drinking alcohol to be unlawful. He is not. لأن هذا عنده أصل الإيمان. He has the foundation of the إيمان. The foundation of the إيمان هو القلب. Yes, action is إيمان too. Action is also إيمان. It's from the faith. But the إيمان is not the same level. There is a root, without it, no إيمان. And there is a branch. It depends. Some of it is a foundation. Some of it is not foundation. So, again, the point is the action, I brought this. Imam Tirmidhi, he says, what he say? However, the wages being observed in practice is Amr ibn Shu'ayb. It's hadith Amr ibn Shu'ayb. Means the Muslims, they practice this hadith that if someone become Muslim, a woman become Muslim, her husband remain upon kufr, and the iddah finish, he become Muslim to make a new marriage. This is the practice of the Muslims. Even though the narration-wise, chain-wise, the hadith Ibn Abbas is stronger. The hadith Ibn Abbas is stronger. We stop here. Any correction? Barakallahu feekum. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.